Okay, today's daf is Erev and daf Mem Hey Yerushalmi, and we are on Mem Dalam Abayz. We are up to the Mishnah. There's one Ha'ara before, and that is yesterday we discussed on the Amid Bayz the case of an inner house and an outer house. And if you put the inner house made an Erev with the B'nai HaChatzer, that would be okay for the outer house because the outer house is just called a Beis Shar. It's called a entrance room for the inner house, but the other way wouldn't work. If you put it in the outer house, it wouldn't work for the inner house. And then we discussed, does that only apply to a yachid, to a tzibor, or even to a yachid? That was a different day as in the Gemara. But the Gemara also said, related to that brisa, that the opposite would apply by mitzarim. If you have an inner and an outer house that you're trying to buy, so then, if you buy the Gemara said, if you bought nasan al hapnimi, and that Lashon was, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, if you do a kinyan chazaka on the inner house, then you still have to do a kinyan chazaka on the outer house. Because the outer house is not a chelek of the inner house, it's just a place that you go through to get to the inner house. But if you put, do a kinyan chazaka on the outer, not on the chitzon, then eino tzarach litinan apnimi. Then you wouldn't have to, do anything more for the pnimi, because the pnimi needs the chitzon. And therefore, if you do something on the chitzon, it's considered as if it's part of the at least it's part of the pimi. Kinyan chazaka itself is, again, is a big topic. The word chazaka appears in many places in Shas, and kinyan chazaka is just one of the usages, which is very different than any of the other times that chazaka is mentioned. Chazaka sometimes is mentioned by establishing a previous status, chazaka de meikara, though the previous status continues. The chazaka de hashta, well, what exists now? That's the chazaka of present reality. Then you have the chazaka of human behavior. Chazal looked around and saw many, many tens of behaviors that we could assume happened in the past and happened now. Chazaka, people don't pay loans before they're due. Chazaka, most, and there are different types of chazakas. Chazaka, most women give birth full term. Or those are two very different chazakas. One's in their control, one's not in their control. Chazaka, a person is not toveya unless there's some type of claim. Chazaka, many others. But this, then is kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka is different than all those other chazakas. The same word is used, but a kinyan chazaka. To be kone something through chazaka. What's kinyan chazaka? So this is a very interesting question, because if you look in the Mishnah and Baba Basra, chazaka is the most flexible and unclear maisa kinyan that's needed. Most kinyan, and we know what you have to do. Mishicha, you have to pull it. Hagbo, you pick it up. Chatzer, it goes into my chatzer. Kesef, I give money. Shtar, I give a shtar, or I get a shtar. Right? Most kinyanim, you know exactly what to do. And then all of a sudden, kinyan chazaka. The Gemara says, well, locking a door is a kinyan chazaka, and taking a door out off of its hinges is a kinyan chazaka. And putting up a fence is a chazaka, and all these different examples of a chazaka. So what exactly, how do you define kinyan chazaka? Which the Gemara, that's what we saw about yesterday, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this nasan al achitzon and nasan al plimi, talking about doing a kinyan chazaka. So if you look in, already based on the Rishon and based on the Rambam, chazaka is a different type of chazaka than all other kinyanim. Rav Asher Weiss writes about this in his Sefer Baba Basra, and others, and they talk about four larger categories of kinyanim. What he calls avos and toldos of kinyanim. The Ritva uses that lashon of an ava kinyan and a toldo of a kinyan. Four different types of kinyanim, and all kinyanim can fit into one of these four categories. Number one, a type of kinyan is what he calls tamura, barter, some type of exchange. If I buy something in the store, I pay for it. I get the fruit, I get the money. So that type of kinyan kesef is barter. I buy something, I sell something, I exchange something. All of that is tamura. That's type category number one. Category number two, he has kinyan sudar. The question is it also a barter? Sometimes it's all called chalipin, but others, Reb Chaim says that's called sudar chalipin. It's a different category called the kinyan shel das, right? Because sudar is the only one without a real maisa kinyan. It's just a das kinyan. When I lift up the handkerchief or a pen to concretize my das, That's not really a maisa kinyan that's accomplishing something. It's just a reflection that I'm serious about what's going on. The Rambam has a couple of halachas in Hilchas Mechira that reflect this understanding. of kinyan chalipin. Chalipin is more of a das kinyan than any maisa kinyan. That's number two. And number three is rishus. Rishus o shaladim, bringing something into my rishus. So that could be either something like chatzer, which is actually in my rishus, or mishicha, I pull it into my rishus, or hagbah, I pick it up, and those are in different places. But some type of rishus, the item is now connected to me in my proximity. That's mishicha. And that's, mishicha is an example of rishus. And then there are other, he says shtar, how does shtar work? Shtar might be its own category. Shtar might be with chalipin, because it's also about the raya shabo, the das that's given over with shtar. Okay, and some of the actual kinyanim are questionable which category they fit into. But then there's another category called hafganas bailus, an act that reflects ownership. An act that reflects ownership might bring ownership, might create ownership. And that's the chiddush by Kinyan Chazaka. Through acting like an owner, you become an owner. Right? That's Kinyan Chazaka. And that's why there's flexibility. That's why there could be opposite actions that are both Kinyan Chazaka. Because they both reflect putting on a new lock on a door and taking off a door both reflect that I'm the owner. So you could have opposite actions that accomplish that. But that's why Kinyan Chazaka is the most flexible in terms of what it actually, what it could be. And sometimes, you know, you have the same act that could work one way, one place, and another place that is reflective of, you know, what's a show of bailus. The Rambam, one of the examples given, and then we'll continue. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira and Hilchos Zechiyah Matana seems to contradict himself. If you look in the first paragraph of Hilchos Mechira Matana, the Rambam says, Shtichas Peiros, right, spreading out. Let's say I have a parking lot, and I spread out my fruit in the parking lot, or I drive my car in the parking lot. The Rambam says that's a kinyan chazaka. Even though I didn't do a maisa begufa karka, I just used on top, I let my animals graze in an area. That's a kinyan chazaka. That's the Rambam. Here in the Lashon. So karka tzichiyach sela, if you have a very hard earth, shein ba lo geder ve lo pirt, so you can't build anything, you can't plant anything on it, and you can't put up a fence, it's all cement, veina bazria, hari achazaka, shakana osa, shtichas peris. Oh, ha, mothers behem Hashem. The Rambam says, how are you, Kone? How are you, Kone? Through spreading out your fruit and putting your animal in that area. That's Aleph Tesvav. In Hilchos Mechira. The Ravid gets upset. The Ravid says, no, lo mechavra hamilsa. I don't think this is true. I think that Shtichas Peiros is only a way to protest if somebody else is trying to get a Cheses Gimel Shanim on your property. So then this is called a protest if you put your stuff there. But that's not a Kinyan Chazaka Mamish. Okay, that's the Ravid. But the Rambam says, putting out fruit is a Kinyan Chazaka. That's Aleph Tezvav in Mechira. But if you look a little bit later on, Beis in Zechia, the Rambam says, when you want to buy something from when you want to be kona something from a ger who died, and now the stuff is hefker, you cannot just go and put your fruit there. Shtichas peiros is not good enough. Right? You need to do a maisa begufa karka. That's the Rambam's lashon here in Beis. Stira, so does Kinyan Chazaka require a maisa begufa karka, or even putting stuff along the top of the surface of the karka? So the Achronim answer, well, it depends. It could be that to be kona something from someone else, maisa, any type of maisa, putting the fruit across the parking lot. But to be kona something from a ger, where there's no one that's transferring it into your rishus, there's no maknas hefker, then you could have said one of two ways. You could have said that's easier, because there's no competing bailus, so it's easier to pick it up. Or you might say it's harder. Or you might say if there's no person putting it into your rishus, then you have to do something more, and maybe that's the Rambam. But by nichsei hefker, you can't just do a maisa of achilas peiros and shtichas peiros, or hamadas behema. You have to do something more to both the havganas bailus, the expression of bailus for that type of case would require more. Okay, there's a lot by Kinyan Chazaka. That's just a little bit to remember. Mishnah. Now we get back to the Mishnah. Mem dalam abeis. Ha'achin. We skip the next word. Show you ochlen al shulchan aviem. Yeah, brothers that all live in the same chatzer, and they all get food from their father. Olchin al shulchan aviem. Or they take food from their father, but they eat at home. Well, actually, we might not know that yet. Show you ochlen al shulchan aviem. V'yishenim bebateim. Let's say they eat together, but they sleep at their own houses. So then how many, they all have the same last name. And there's five families in the same chatzer. So How do each of them have to participate in the Erev, or one is good enough? They're one family. But each one has to give, which the Gemara is going to say that reflects the Shita of Shena Gorim. Makam Shena Gorim, because they're all in the same place, but they sleep separately. So the fact that there are separate sleeping quarters, that means they're all separate families. Lefichach, im shachar achad behevelo irev. Therefore, if one of them did not take part, mivatel reshusa. Right? He's mivatel reshus. Like we said, that could be done on Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. Give me mivatel reshus. One of them just relinquishes his area. Emasai, bizman shemolichin. When do you need that each of them have to take part? Bizman shemolichin as a ruvein lemakom acher. Where there's 10 people in the chatzer, 4 of them are children of the father who's also in the chatzer. So there's 5 family members and 5 non-family members. So in that case, if the Erev is placed in one of the houses of the other people, so then that's when each of these brothers have to give their own part. Avala my Erev, but it's law. But what if the Erev is put in the father's house? The Erev is put in the father's house. Or there are no other families in the chatzer. It's only these 4 sons and their father. So then Eden Sirchan La'arev. Then we say it's good enough. It's good enough. They're all connected. If the Erev is put into this place, into the house, where they all get food from anyway, so then it is good enough. Good. Pachat shachal gojei ochlan al shogel aviyah v'chulu, ikr hadira heichadu. What's the ikr dira of a person? Right, where do you decide whether they're separate or together? Machlokes. Rabbi Yona Amar is palgun or Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar b'makam pitan. The Chad Amar b'makam shena. Sounds like a fundamental machlokes. One says, machlokes Rav Shmuel. One says, you go by the food. If they all eat in the same place, then they're one family. If they eat different places, they're different families. And the other one says, no, you go by where they sleep. Makam Shena. Makam Shena is where you go by. Well, Yadin Manam Rada, Manam Rada, and I didn't know, says the Gemara, who says what? Rav and Shmuel, who says which Shita? Min Ma de Tani Shmuel. But from the fact that we learned from Shmuel in the following case, Lamala me es ma'asara shvus, from the fact that we learned from Shmuel, in this case, we had this way back, I think, in Masechta Shabbos, that above 10 is a shvus. What does that mean? In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we know Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only goes up to 10 tefachim from the ground. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is all on the Rakia, but Rosh Hashanah Rabbim goes up to 10 tefachim. What happens if I pass something from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, derech above 10 tefachim in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Right, let's say, I don't know, we have 2 balconies on our houses. They're each Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and I'll throw something from one balcony to the other balcony above 10 tefachim from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So really, what is that? That's Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, derech makom patur. So it should be nothing. It's not Daraisa. It should be Derech Malkam Tur. But Shmuel says it's Azad Rabbanan. Shmuel says doing that, going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, through Malkam Tur, is still Azad Rabbanan. You might get confused with doing it on the 10th Tefachim. That's Shmuel's din. Min Ma Detani Shmuel Lamala Me'asara Shvusu. So what does Shmuel say on a Rabbanan level above 10th Tefachim is significant? It's called the Rishus. That's why it's going to be Azad Rabbanan. Why would you say that? What significant act could you do above 10th Tefachim? Not sleeping. Sleeping has got to be on the ground. So what can you do? Eating, right? Above, most of us eat above 10 tefachim, right? So that's where the Gemara says, you see from there that Shmuel holds eating is significant. Because he says above 10 tefachim could be a significant rishus. And sleeping is not what you do above 10 tefachim, right? Why would that be an issur d'rabbanan? So do amar b'makom pitan. That's how you learn that it's makom pitan, the place where one eats is significant. The issue of eating versus sleeping comes up in other places as well. Specifically, Neir Shabbos and Neir Hanukkah. But, not unoften is the rabbi asked, I'm sleeping at home, but I'm eating somewhere else Friday night. Where do I light candles? Are you going to get back in time to see them? Are you not going to get back in time? All different details. But that is a big discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and Reis Samach Gimel. About, because we know Halakha's Neir Shabbos has a lot to do with eating, has a lot to do with Makam Achila, right? You're supposed to enjoy them on Shabbos, right? And that's the Lachatchila, a place where you light the candles where you are going to enjoy them eating. Problem is, what if you're not eating in your own place and you have your Makam Yuchad, and that's not where you're eating? So, is that so clear that it only goes by Makam Achila? So, posts can try to do a little bit of both, try to cover both grounds. So, if you're eating somewhere else, maybe light the candles long enough so that even when you get back, you can get some hana. Or if that's impossible, others say, well, just turn on a light in your house before you leave, with in mind that this is part of the Shabbos lighting. Because go to many poskim, you don't need even any type of or. Right? It's not a din of avuka, of fire, which Havdalah is, but it's a din of light. So it could be maybe you're yotze with electric lights of some kind. So you can have that in mind. But this is a big discussion in Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Samach Gimel. Reish Samach Gimel. Right? If you have a bunch of families that are lighting in one place, right? But they're all sleeping in separate places. The Shulchan Aruch is not sure whether they should all make a bracha or not. This is numerous halachas here. Just read you one. Siftes. Hamalikin bizavio sabayis va'ochle bechatzer. People are lighting in different areas in the house, but they're eating in the chatzer. Im ein aneros arukos jodokos adalaylavi bracha levatala. If you're not going to get benefit from them by the time you get back, it's a bracha levatala, right? So therefore, that kind of says makom shena, right? Because they're eating in one place, but they're not going to get back. You know, it's not going to be there. Okay, so it's a big discussion. So that's Shabbos. And Alakas Eris Chadak is also a discussion. If you can spend your whole night somewhere, but then you can go back somewhere else to sleep, you know, where should you do it there? Also, presumably, Nisa obviously plays a role. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara has a Machlokas with Rav and Shmuel, whether the significant area for, to determine whether you're a separate family is eating or sleeping. Eating or sleeping. So Gemara says, "Masisa pligal Shmuel." Doesn't our Mishnah sound like it's against Shmuel? Shmuel said you go by eating, but what's the case of the Mishnah? Hakam she'ochle v'chulu. Right? What's our Mishnah? They all eat by the father, and they go sleep by themselves, and they're called separate families. So doesn't that show that they go by sleeping? Rav Chiya bar Ashi b'shem Rav b'mekable pras me'avien himasnisa. No, the case in our Mishnah is not where they're eating with their father. Their father gives them portions, and then they go and eat it. Right? The mother made food for everybody. And then everybody comes and picks up their food and goes eat it at home. So there's no raya for the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, eating is also separate. Eating is also separate. The mekable paras miyavien he must isa. Says the Gemara, b'kol bakom, einan shutaf in mashein ochlin. But says the Gemara, but even so, even if they take it home, aren't they at least called partners? Right? Lo garua, is the language of Chaim Kanievsky here. Lo garua, from two Mishnayos ago, where we say if somebody's a shutaf and they both have wine, then it could be an automatic eruv. So here, they're both taking the chalent. So they should at least be partners. That's the language of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? Mia eden kashutvin, sheninu la'el, right? Eden tzil arev, v'kivan shehen shutvin b'ma'achalan, right? Yahani mishum eruv, right? At least it should help. That's the Gemara's question here. Become welcome in Shadon of Mashein Ochlin. Answer: I'm Rabbi Ba Azri Rabbi Shmuel Shenaviim Zakelahen El Mashein Ochlin Bilvad. What does that mean? Explains the Pnei Meir. The father isn't giving them food and say, here's your food, enjoy. And whatever they have leftover, they'll put in their own fridge. No, the conditions are the father says, I'm giving you exactly as much food as you eat. Anything that you don't eat, you're coming back to me. Right, maybe he has to make sure that he has enough food for everybody, but the father's not relinquishing Rishus really. And it's really, so they're not partners. The father's really in charge. And, that's, you know, Zakelem El Mashein Ochlim Ovan. It's not like the case we've discussed from the Ramah and the Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, if you remember. If I give you food and you're eating at my house, then you go lean over to the girl next to you and, harim makudashously with this food. Whose food is it? Right? Is it the owner's food? Is it the guest's food? Right? Does it matter if it's doubles? Right? Or, just what you were supposed to take. So, but here the Gemara says, this is the Yokimta. It's mine until you know you, even if you eat it, maybe it's mine. So Gemara says, if that's true, if the father's not giving any rishus, then me'ata afilu im eriv ba'etzlan. Then even, what was the case in the Mishnah? There's one case in the Mishnah, they're all called one big happy family. If the eriv goes to the father's house, then all of them are considered one and they don't have to take part in the eriv. But if you're telling me that the father is very medaktik, and not giving them anything, then even in that case, you should say they're not one big happy family. Answer: no, they're still getting the food from the same source. Asu oso kibayish aminichem boaseirif. They're somewhere in the middle. They're a little bit all connected, and they're all a little bit separate. So if the eruv doesn't go to their father's house, then we say they're treated as separate. But if it goes to the father's house, and that's the same source where their food is all coming from, even if it's not all theirs, remember this is all drabanan. Old Rabbanan, Erev Chaseros. So, no, we would allow it to be considered all one big family in that case. Period. Okay, next case. Shmuel Amar. Hu Ubanav Ubnei Beso Ma'arvin B'Kikar Echad. What's the case here? Again, the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains it. We're talking about a case of children that sleep, right? See about five lines to the bottom in Rav Chaim Gilyevsky. V'saka daitach. Demayri b'yesheinim eitzal aviyim ve'inam ochlem imo. The opposite case. Everybody sleeps with their father, but they don't eat with him. They don't eat with him. V'yashme'inan di'avagav de'chalukin b'pitan. And this Shmuel is telling us that even though they go home to eat, sagi she'yitin echam yam kikar avukula. But one of them could give for everybody. One of them give for everybody, which sounds like Shane is the Iker. They all sleep in their father's house, but they go eat elsewhere. So that's going to be against Shmuel. This is Shmuel talking. Shmuel amar hu banav reis amar mikikar echa. They could all use one kikar as long as they sleep together, even if they eat separately. So ma'u palig? Is this soser? What Shmuel said up above. Tamanu amar b'makam pitan. Right? Earlier we said, Shmuel says, you know, the Shmuel was the one that said above 10 tefachim is a separate rishos because you eat. So up above, Shmuel says that Iker makom is achila. And here he seems to say you go by Shena because the mitzias is that they're all sleeping in their father's house. Answer, Pater la, the latter case here, which seems to say that you go by sleeping, psha yishtayim shutfin bo. It doesn't mean that they are giving one Eruf. Doesn't mean that they're all using one Kikar. It just means that they're each giving their part, but it could be that each of them own part of this challah, part of this matzah. And that's good enough. That's all Shmuel means. Really, you go by eating, and here they eat separately, therefore they're each giving part. But the chiddush of Shmuel is that they each could give part of the challah. They don't even each have to give their own challah. Right, so you shnayim shutfin bo. Vasya kai demare be'achua. Bar Zeira, like what Rechua Bar Zeira says, ma'arvin b'chatzi kikar. Right, you're allowed to be ma'ariv with half a loaf. Each family can give half a loaf. That's good enough for a kinyan, for an Eriv chatzeris. And the Gemara says, you also learn that from the answer to the following question. Because the Gemara was bothered. V'tanina, we learned in the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Gimel. Afilam afes sa'avi prusein ma'arvin ba. You're not allowed to use a broken piece for an Eriv. Even if it's huge, even if it's a very big piece of challah, or a big piece of matzah, if it's broken, you shouldn't use it. Ein ma'arvin ba. But one second. V'temer hachin, but, and Shmuel says here, people could combine in a challah. What do you mean? So each of them are only giving half. So what do you mean? I thought you can't be ma'ariv with half. Answer, if two people give half and now it's a whole, then it's okay. It's not an issue that each person has to give a whole. It's just that each person has to give part, but the ultimate thing that you use has to be whole. Pater la b'shoyer shnayim shutfin bo. That's the case that he allows. He would allow each one giving a part as long as the thing is a whole, but not each of them have to give a whole. The Rama quotes that it used to be the minog that everyone gave some flour. They used to go around the town and somebody collected a little flour from everybody and they used to make a loaf with that, and that was their area of chatzeros. That's what the Rama says. Says the Rama Shin Samach Vav, Sif Vav. Yesha Pirshu, Hata Ein Ma'arvin Rak B'Pashalem, Hainu, Shakol Ha'Eruv B'Yachad Yeh Pashalem. As we just said here, the whole Eruv should be a whole bread. V'lachei Nagu L'Kabetz Mikol Bayis V'Bayis Mat Kemach. Right, now the minhag is to gather flour from every house. V'osan Chalach HaShleim Ma'arvin Ba. Right, and make one big says Rama, that's what we do. Here in Krakow. Right? That's what we do. We collect flour from all the different families and we make bread. Mishnah Brura, Ratzalomar, de Bazeh Gamke, Makai Mashadigno Chazal, because through this you also Makai Mar Chazal say, Layari Bachatir, she pash Pshalin Dafka, a whole bread. Aval Gamhe Modim, Shiachol Kalecha, Litin Pashalim. Each one can give a little roll and you put it all together. Afilu Makikar Shalzeh Godom, Mishal Chaver, Gamkein Mutter. Right, then they could each give, or the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't. What if you don't have any flour? You give a little money. But who didn't? Because you know, it's most like those kemach. Afilum lo nasu eza bali batim gamkin and kpeid the bedavar kide b'sayim lavasof the kol echad nosin kibcho le'eruv bishul kulam. Right, and that is not what we do today. I don't think anybody's been going around on every Friday afternoon collecting a little flour from every family. So if you have to go look in the sif tes. If one person wants to give on behalf of everybody, they can. As long as, you know, it's not one person has it and he keeps it and he puts it. He has to be zachin. Zachin means that he has to transfer a rishus. So Reuven gives it to Shimon on behalf of the whole community. That's good enough. Or anybody who moves in from here on in. Even if you aren't thinking about anybody who's going to move in next month, it's okay. It's okay. That is what's allowed. There is a Ravid that's quoted by the Rishonim that seems to be beferish against this. The Ravid seems to say, everybody has to give their own loaf. Everybody has to give their own loaf. He's quoting the Ravid here on Daf Pei Aleph in Erevin, but it seems to be against, beferish against this Gemara. Okay, we have to continue. Payish Manicha Bosa Erev, the house that you put the Erev in, the Mishnah said, does not have to contribute. The house that the Erev is in. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Demachazima, one time Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, his mother died. His mother died, so he couldn't, and they were talking about this issue about if it's in the house where the Erev is placed, you don't have to contribute, but he couldn't talk in learning, because he was an Avel, right? And the Avel is also a Divrei Torah, as the Mefarshim explained. So they had to get other people involved. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Yavo, Tanolai. So Rav Yossi says, Rav Onu, teach us a brisa about this topic. But Tana Leni answered, and he said, yeah, in a house where the Erev is put, does that house have to contribute? Beishamai Oser, Beishamai says, yeah, that house also has to contribute. Beisalmatir, Beisal says, no, that house does not have to contribute, like our Mishnah said. Period. What does it mean, Beis Hillel, that you don't have to contribute? Is it zero? What if the house that's you put it in, he has no bread of his own? Is that still okay? Rav Hamnuna Amar, Bayashem Nichabos Eir, Venetzorchel Klum, correct. Right, doesn't need anything. Why? Because all the other people have put bread in this house to make a ki'ilu, they live there. This guy actually lives there. And therefore he doesn't have to contribute anything. The Achronim say that day is holding that the issue of Erev Chatiris is Mishum Dira. Dira. So if I put my food there, it's as if I'm living there. And if somebody's living there, they're actually living there. And therefore Rav Hamnuna says you have to give, he can have zero bread in his own house. Number one. Rav Chasdoy Amar, Nase Keshutif. Rav Chasdoy says, no. Rav Chasdoy says, it's worse like a partnership. It's not Mishum Dira, it's Mishum Shutaf. And therefore, the guy himself has to have some bread in there too, in order to combine, to make it like a partnership. So Machloka is Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chasdoy about whether the person whose house it's in has to have anything in the house. Rav Hamnuna says, no, just living there is good enough. Rav Chasdoy says, no, you have to have something. So Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says he's going to prove against Rav Chasdoy. Rav Hamnuna is going to prove that you don't need anything in the house. It's Mishum Dira, as we just explained. It's because you live together and he lives here. That's all he needs. Why? Milandra Abanan Lo Shavkin Lecha. The words of the rabbis do not let you say what you say. Meaning, what you say that you have to have some is not true. Why? This Palgun, Mavi, Shizdi Achad Goy, Vizdi Achad Yisrael. We've had this case before. What if you have a Mavui? On one side of the Mavui, you have a Chatzir where a Goy lives. On the other side of the Mavui, you have a Chatzir where three Jews live. And the three Jews make an Erev. Remember we learned in the first Mishnah that if you have one Jew and one guy living with each other in the same place, they don't need an Erev or Schiris or anything. Because Chazal war Misake, because there's an unusual case, because Akum or Chashudim Ashvichas Damim. So in the case, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, I think, one and one is not, you don't need anything. So in this case, you have a guy going from one side, and you have three Jews who made an Erev from the other side. Do you consider those three Jews as one? And therefore they don't need anything with the guy coming in from the other side? Machlokas, when you make an Erev Chatzeres, are they mamish called one? So, Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav Amar, Irvu, Derech Psachim, Agoy Osar Aleim. Even if they make an Erev, Derech Psachim, through the windows, where there are two different cases. If you have the three Jews on one side, one case is that they have doors between their houses, one case is that they have windows between their houses, and they have doors going to the Chatzer itself. So, Rav says, in all cases, it's still, the Goy is Osar, meaning, even though they made an Erev Chatzeres, they're not called one big, happy family for everything. And therefore, they'd still have to get schiras makom from the guy on the other side. Abba Barchuna b'shem Rav Yochanan afilu irva derech halonos ein agoy osar olam. Rav Yochanan says, no, they're all considered one. They're considered one big happy family, and therefore, in this case, you have three Jews on one side that made an erev, a guy coming from the other side. You don't need anything with the guy because it's like one and one. It's like one and one, not a problem. So now, Rav Hamnuna says this question: Im temar keshutafu yesar. Hey, Rav Chasdoy, if you say that an erev is all mishum shutaf, not mishum dira, then Rabbi Yochanan would never be able to say his thing. Rabbi Yochanan says you're all considered one. So Rav Hamnuna assumes that to be able to say you're all considered one, that would all have to be because you look at Erev Chatzeres as Dira. You're living together. If it's just Shutaf, and Shutaf he said before, and therefore the guy has to have some bread of his own, if it's Shutaf, Rabbi Yochanan would never be able to say what he says, that it's all considered one. So that's why Rav Hamnuna says, it must be that I'm right, that it's Mishum Dira, and therefore the guy whose house it's in does not have to contribute at all. P. Period. Rabbi Acha bar Acha Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'nei mavi shasu eruvan b'shnei makomos. What do you have to put the eruv in one container? One, like if you're using one, but if you're using three little, you have to put it in one container. So if you put it in two different places, but it's in the same house, it's in a different container. Imibli b'akamari zemuter. If it's just because you don't have any place, you can't fit it into one container, then it's okay. Im b'sholach loke eruvan aser. But if it's separated for no good reason, then it's aser. Then it's aser. It has to be together lachadchila. Rabbi Yosef mekel, make the next two words one word. Lahahi. Rabbi Yosef mekel. Rabbi Yosef cursed the woman da amra igel hu derav. What does that mean? There was one woman who participated in the erev. Everybody was giving their roles, and she said, "My role is very big and special. Don't put it with the other roles." So Rav Yosef was very upset about that woman because she was saying that she's machbid, that she wants her role back, and she wasn't being like one big happy family. That's the whole point. You can't do that. So you got upset about that. So Mikalo da Amra Igalu Durav. No, you can't do that. Her das is to get her own thing back. Rabbi Yosi Barbun Mivarech Ilavi Baleli Shufsa. Lomar Shinasa Bo Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi Barbun used to use his Erev that was set on Erev Shabbos to make Hamotzi on Friday night. Used to use that once Shabbos started, you're all good. So he used to use the Erev. And he said, once you do one mitzvah with it, you don't do another mitzvah with it. And we find this in many places. People say, oh, the lulav, you save the lulav to help burn the chametz. You're not burning the lulavs. No mitzvah to burn a lulav. The mitzvah to burn chametz. You say, once you use the lulav for this mitzvah, so use it for another mitzvah. Some use, tzitzis strings for svarim marks. I think they're my real quotes. Right? So we have that concept of once you use something for one mitzvah, you use it for another mitzvah. Some use their esrog for besamim. That's this concept here. This is not the minog. Of eating your Erev Chatzeros, on Friday night, right? The Shulchan Aruch discusses this, that no, the one should be is one should just put it and it lasts for a year. So you shouldn't have to do it every single time. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tov Yosef, Shin Samaches, Tov Yosef La'arev Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos Shaloishku Mil Arev Miyu. Where's the, Nagu Lasos Erev Chalas Matzah, Shein Mamehers L'Sapesh. People use matzah instead of chalas so it doesn't get bad. The whole year, that's what's usually done on once a year or so, whenever it's done. Some do it Erev Pesach, some do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. He used matzah, so it's not a problem even on Pesach. Tamata Nina finishing up. The Mishnah says that you should always put the Erev in the old house. What does that mean? The place where the Erev always was, you should leave it there. We're talking about the same owner, meaning if you always put it in somebody's house and they move, you should put it in their new house. You don't want people to be choshed anything about like, oh, you can't put it in so-and-so's house anymore because there's a problem. There's a shot of their family. So always leave it, there's a chazaka. It's in one person's house. So that's where it stays. Okay. We'll stop here by the next Mishnah. Yeah.